Welcome to the December podcast. On this podcast, we're going to talk about the sport at Sharples, the radio play written by Miss Thompson and performed by Year 9 students, the Christmas markets, and also a selection of songs from the Winter Showcase. I hope you enjoy.
Hello everybody, my name is Asya A, and for this month's podcast I will be giving you a roundup of all the amazing things our school has been up to in PE and extracurricular sports. As you may know, recently there was an amazing opportunity for some students to go to the Etihad Stadium to watch the Manchester United vs City match with front row seats included. To please the older City fans, the team won 3-0 with 3 goals including a stunning strike from Lauren Hemp. All the students that went had an amazing time and even enjoyed a fireworks show before the game. On Monday night, our Key Stage 3 and Key Stage 4 football team faced against St. Joseph in freezing conditions in our second league campaign. Fighting through the bitter cold, the girls demonstrated real grit, battling hard against a very strong opposition and never letting their energy dip. The astounding effort was clear from the first whistle to the last, but unfortunately, it wasn't enough to secure a victory this time. A special shout out to Khadija V, who flew straight from ALS down to the Astro to play in the second half for the Key Stage 4 team. Sharples' under-14 basketball team were in action for the first time this season. Despite having a much younger squad than the most of their opponents, Sharples competed throughout the tournament. Their team struggled in the first few games but grew in confidence and finished with two fantastic victories against Smithers and Thornley. Have you gone to any of these games or even participated in them? We'd love to see you at the next one. Thank you for listening to the Sharples podcast and many more to come.
Hi, my name is Asya and I'm going to be interviewing Miss Curzon about sports in Sharples School. What have been the biggest sports achievements at our school in this past term?
I would say I think the first term is all about getting people involved. It's about showcasing them what clubs are on offer. You know, we've had mass turnouts to netball, to football club. We've been represented very well across the borough and we've been a competitive force. So hopefully that's the standout, is just mass participation, get everyone involved, as many as possible, and getting competing in the borough.
Which teams or athletes have shown the most progress lately?
I always say the year 70s because sometimes, obviously I talk about the girls PE more, but a lot of the time the girls haven't played netball, they haven't played football before, so when they come to high school, the big wide world of high school, it's all about getting them involved, and I think the year 7s, both the boys and the girls need a shout out because it's been fantastic, they show great commitment, they've seemed to love it, and just hopefully that continues after the Christmas break.
Can you tell us about any individual athletes who have achieved notable success recently?
So our cross-country team did absolutely fantastic. Scarlett Serna Rojas in year 9, she actually finished second across the whole of the borough, which is absolutely fantastic. I don't think we've ever had a racer get as high as second place, in my time, especially being at Sharples. We've also got people competing for local clubs. So we've got Callum in year 10, he plays for Wigan. We've got Hayden in year 10, he plays for Morecambe. We've got a lot of netballers now starting at Rivington in year 9 and 10, which is brilliant. So I would probably say they're our standout performances.
And are there any up-and-coming athletes we should keep an eye on?
Absolutely, there's some really talented year 7s. There's some really promising football players. I know Mr. Baldwin is also keeping an eye on a few and making use of all of these contacts that he's got at football clubs. So there are definitely some big prospects in year 7 and 8, and hopefully as well the ones who are already doing brilliant year in 9 and 10, they carry that on too.
Are there any changes in PE this year that will improve student engagement and performances?
So we've got a lot more clubs this year. We've introduced a rackets club. So at that club we do a bit of tennis, we do a bit of pickleball, which is a really popular sport along with paddle at the moment. We've got badminton going on there. There's loads of opportunities in PE. We've got all our leadership programmes and we've got the never-ending list of trips that we go on. We've just got back from a trip with year 10 sports study students. We went to watch the Champions League game, which was a great atmosphere at the Etihad.
And which are the most popular PE clubs the department holds?
That's a tricky one. I would probably say Just Dance is extremely popular. Extremely popular, Just Dance. That's actually taking place this lunchtime. Students love it. It gets them moving. It gets them energised. It gets them singing. Sometimes a little bit tone deaf. But it's a great club.
And are there any big tournaments or sports day coming up that listeners should know about?
Ooh, lots going on. So after the break, it'll be our year 9 and year 8 netball tournaments, our Key Stage 4 girls and Key Stage 3 girls football tournaments. The boys will continue with their league fixtures. And then obviously in the East, after Easter, will my favourite, the summer sports, will have all of athletics championships. We'll have the rounders, and then obviously we'll end the year on our massive sports day, which everybody loves.
Thank you for listening to the interview with Miss Cousin.
Hi, I'm Maria. Me, James and Layla have performed a Christmas radio play for you. Enjoy.
You gave it away. Oh, I wish you to save me from this. I'll give it to someone.
Morning, love. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Mum. Mwah.
You're not wearing that, are you? What happened to your Christmas jumper?
I'm not wearing it. It's really itchy and it's ugly.
Oh, love, please. Grandma will be upset if you don't wear your jumper.
If I have to, I hate Christmas.
Oh, come on, you know you love it.
Happy now?
Perfect timing, that'll be your grandma.
Suppose Brent's it then, aren't I?
Come on, Moody, go and give her a big smile and a kiss.
Merry Christmas, Grandma, come in.
Merry Christmas, love. Oh, lovely, you got your Christmas jumper on. Have you put weight on?
No, Grandma, I haven't. Thanks a bunch.
Oh, don't be like that. It suits you.
Thanks.
Merry Christmas, Mum. Come on in.
Merry Christmas, love. Something smells good. You're not wearing that, are you?
What's wrong with it?
Well, it's Christmas Day, love. Where's your jumper?
I put it on after I'm roasting in here.
Do you want a hand?
No, it's okay. You can go put your feet up.
Don't mind if I do. Pour us a glass of vino, please, Ivy.
Oh, great, I'm going to be servant girl all day.
Well, I'm chief chef and she is old. Cut some slack.
Okay, Grandma, come in.
Mum, are you okay?
Oh, yes, love. Sorry, I saw a spider. Can you throw it out for me, please?
Mum, you had me panic then. Ivy, throw that spider out. I need to finish the turkey.
No way, I'm not putting it out.
Oh, my God!
You saw the spider.
I'm so sorry. The turkey's burnt and so are the sprouts.
Well, that's just great, isn't it? No turkey on Christmas Day.
It's okay, Mum. Can we have a takeaway? I don't like turkey anyway.
I am not having takeaway on Christmas Day.
Well, it's not on the thing, I'm afraid.
I've never been so insulted in all my life.
You know what, Grandma? You can go get stuffed.
That's it. I'm never coming here on Christmas Day ever again.
Yay, no more Christmas jumpers.
Hi, we're at the Christmas markets here at Sharples and we've got Sahara. Sahara, where's your favourite store here at the Sharples Christmas markets?
My favourite store was the hot chocolate store because I love Christmas.
Hi Miss Keegan, you okay? We have the Sharples choir in the background and I just wanted to know how long it took to prepare for this event.
Oh, well, we've been practicing every single week. We probably started Christmas stuff just after October half term, so maybe 6 or 7 rehearsals. They've been working really, really hard and singing Christmas for a long time before it's even been Christmas.
Well, they do sound amazing, so...
Thank you very much, Miss.
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming, I mean the big fat man with the long white beard.
Hi, with Amara, who's our head of the Sharples Spotlight. Amara, have you got any words for the special event?
I'm saving all my words for the article that's going to go out in the Sharples Spotlight.
I'm writing it!
Everyone who reads the Sharples Spotlight, just please go and have a look for Amara's section on the Christmas market.
It can't be Christmas, I ain't got that feeling. I hear the bells all by myself, say it ain't true. It can't be Christmas. Christmas without you.
Hi, we're here with...
I'm your Manu.
And what is your favourite stall here at the Christmas market?
Spongebob time.
Have you participated in this yet?
Not been sponged.
You've not been sponged? Oh! You got sponged in the face. Thank you very much, guys.
Alone on Christmas Day, presents, what a beautiful sight. Don't even think of you and holding me tight. You're all that I need underneath the tree tonight.
Hi, we're at the Christmas markets with Miss Waters. How is Food Tech prepared for this special event?
Food Tech has been planning for this event for weeks. We've been pre-cutting for cups. We've been dehydrating oranges, making homemade fudge, and wrapping up little gift bags for weeks.
Thank you, Miss Waters. I hope you're enjoying the event.
Thank you, Zach.
I want you to know that I'm never leaving, cause I'm Mrs. Snow, till death will be freezing. Yeah, you are my home for all seasons. So come on, let's go. Let's go below zero and hide from the sun. I love you forever, where we'll have some fun. Yes, let's hit the North Pole and live happily. Please don't cry, no tears now, it's Christmas, baby. My snowman and me. My snowman and me.
Today we're here with Brandon. Brandon, what was your favourite stall?
Slime!
Anything else?
Slime!
Why?
Slime!
Okay, that's great. Thank you very much.
I'd like to thank everyone who came to the Christmas markets, especially the student ambassadors, also the subjects, and the big, massive thank you to the PTA for helping out. So thank you very much, and thank you for listening to the Christmas markets. I'd like to thank the Performing Arts Department for the effort and weeks that you've put into the Winter Showcase. It was absolutely fantastic. I'd like to show you a few clips that happened on the night, which was some singing and some acting performances.
There, out in the darkness, a fugitive running, fallen from God, fallen from grace. God be my witness, I never shall yield till we come face to face.
But tell me, is she prettier than she was on the internet? Are your conversations cool? Like, are you even interested? I know what you are, brighter than the stars. Tell me if she thinks far enough away from all the baggage you've been carrying. I've been out of hand to all the girls who have you carrying. They're just going slow, I'll say what they want. I know everything, I'm alone. I find your books pretentious now. The time and you cut the fantasy. I'm so impressed by your hotel. The dragon read aloud to me. And you knew my last love left me down. It was your one perfect opening. And I bet you think about me now when you should be singing.
There are worse things I could do than go with a boy or two. Even though the neighborhood thinks I'm trashy and no good, I suppose it could be true. But there are worse things I could do. I could flirt with all the guys, smile at them and bat my eyes, press against them when we dance, make them think they stand a chance, then refuse to see it through. That's a thing I never do.
And which are our Sammy?
Ah, Sammy's nearly 10. He's got 2 worms and a catapult, and he's built an underground den. But I'm not allowed to go there. I have to wait by the gate, because my mum says I'm only 7. But I'm not. I'm nearly 8.
Oh, la 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 la. Oh, yeah. I know it might be crazy, but did you hear the story? I think I heard it vaguely. A girl and a zombie. Oh, tell me more, boy. Sounds like a fantasy. Oh, what could go wrong with a girl and a zombie?
Oh, through the perfect paradise, and I'm living on the darkest side.
Ooh, I got a feeling if you get to know me.
Now listen up, kid. The name of the game is profit. Pure and simple. People don't care what's under the hood. No, 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 no. That's for me to tamper with. What they want is a nice shiny paint with a nice loud horn, and of course I know what they want, what they really want, what they really 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 want.
Hi, this is Isaac with the Teacher Quickfire Questions feature on Sharples Radio, and today I'm joined by our very own head teacher, Miss Molyneux. Hello, Miss Molyneux.
Hello, Isaac.
So, Miss Molyneux, I'm going to ask you a series of questions just so that the Sharples students can get to know you a little better. The catch is, there are going to be some very quick questions. Before those, though, just a few questions about you. How long have you been a teacher?
Over 20 years.
How long have you worked at Sharples?
I have worked at Sharples, it will be 12 years in January.
Which subjects do you teach, and what's your role at Sharples?
So I teach science, and I love science, but of course my main role is I'm the head teacher.
Okay, now for the quick fire round. Chemistry or physics?
Oh my goodness. Physics.
Maths or English?
Maths.
Pen or pencil?
Pen.
Books or videos?
Videos.
Exams or coursework?
Exams.
Summer or winter?
Winter.
Staying in or going out?
Oh, boring. Staying in.
Ketchup or mayo?
Mayo.
Talking pets or talking Barbies?
Talking Barbies.
Comedy film or horror film?
Comedy, comedy!
Singing or dancing?
Oh, can I not have both? Singing.
Takeaway or home cooked?
Home cooked.
Wigan Athletic or Bolton Wanderers?
Obviously, Wigan Athletic.
Christmas celebration or birthday celebration?
Christmas.
Diversity Day or Results Day?
Oh, that's a hard one. Diversity Day.
Sharples School or Bolshaw School?
Oh, Sharples School, of course.
Thank you so much, Miss, for answering our questions today. That was Miss Molyneux. I'm Isaac. Thanks for listening to the Teacher Quickfire Questions on Sharples Radio.
You've been listening to Sharples Radio. Tune in to our next edition.